It was a Z28 Camaro. It was brand new. It had been wrecked. I don't know what else you want to know.
My first car. Let's see. My first car was a 1936 Ford four-door, black, with very plush seats in it.
My first car, the first one that ran, or the first car?
My first car? My God, that was a 56 Mustang. The engine blew out in about 3 months. And other than that, it was pretty good.
It was a two-door 1953 Ford six-cylinder with three on the floor. Oh, it was a beauty. It was light gray, had a burned a little oil, had a three on the tree, and an AM radio that I used to blast to the point of distortion.
It was a 1937 Plymouth suicide door special. And several of my friends and I have been known to actually get out of the car, walk completely around it, and get in on the other side, going at least 40 miles an hour.
I've never owned a car.
Oh, it was a great 1926 Model T Ford. Fire engine red with a big Badger W on the side.
And I paid for it in less than a year's time, and I only earned $1 an hour.
Things smoke terribly. I received two violations with the car within the first 2 weeks that I got it. One was for excessive smoke, the other was for excessive noise.
And I had two accidents with it. Neither one of them were involved any injuries. And both of them were fixed by my insurance company.
And they gave me my mother's red convertible Mustang. And I found out, without very much trouble, that that car would do 110 on the freeway.
Oh, Lord, it's so long ago, I can't remember. It was a convertible, and it was a Chrysler with plaid upholstery, and it was a beautiful car. It was just real fancy.
I just bought my new first car. It's a 1985 Toyota Tercel, and it's red, and her name is Roxanne. She's really cute, and I love her.